Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of me, the life inside of me.
This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, and this is Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. We are continuing, but today we are going to talking about Peter and Cornelius. It might be at the beginning, but I just put in Peter and Cornelius, but I will see how far I go. So let's get on this right now. Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your love. And we thank you for everything today. We worship you, Lord. We are committing ourselves before you. You are a forgiving Father. Your mercy is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And we are here, Holy Spirit. Teach us. Direct us, go ahead of us in every situation today. And we are here, Lord, we are sitting on your foot. Teach us and make us the person you want us to be. And we commit everyone before you today. And we repent. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your forgiveness. And we commit everyone before you today for that your touch. Touch us such that whoever comes to you will never remain the same again when they go back. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is the day that the Lord has made. And what do we need to do? We just need to rejoice and be glad in it. Today is God's day. He made today. And it's the Lord's day. It's God's day. Hallelujah. So we are going to go on the book of Acts chapter 10. And we are going to go from verse 1. We try and go slowly and see what God will teach us in this very chapter. And I hope you went through the last topic when the Lord made us to see a lesson from Philip and the Egyptian eunuch meeting. The Egyptian, the Ethiopian, I keep calling this, the Ethiopian official, the Minister of Finance meeting together and see what the impact it was for the gospel. But today we are going to talk about a vision and what the Lord has asked Cornelius to do with respect to that vision. And also we might have time to go to Peter's vision as well. Hallelujah. God is good. All the time and all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. So, but prior to this, you can see that things have been happening. Okay, but I don't want to go back. But chapter 10 and chapter 11, on this book of Acts, you will see that disciples of Christ has been scattered. There has been persecution. And they were scattered from Jerusalem, and they were preaching everywhere to the Jews. Now, you know, when it is time for you, there will be a time for you. When it is time for you, no man, no woman, no demon, no spirit opposing will be able to stand. When that door is open, it will be open. No man, no spirit can close it. Now the door of Cornelius is open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go on this very chapter, chapter 10. Let's read from verse 1 to 8. Okay, then we'll talk a little bit. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. Chapter 3. About the ninth hour, that is about 3 p.m. of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And imagine how the angel knows our name, knows everything, knows where we stay, know where we are going, knows our thoughts, our intent of our heart, and nothing it will be laid bare to him to whom we must give an account. That is Hebrews chapter 4, read from verse 12 down. Hallelujah. So you see that the Lord knows us very well, that we even know ourselves. Said Cornelius, verse 4, and when he observed him, he was afraid. Why would I not be afraid? Somebody come like I'm not expecting, just appear. You should be afraid. See, if you are not afraid, then you will be superhuman. I will be afraid. I will be afraid. Hallelujah. I will be afraid. I said, and he said, "What is it, Lord?" Can you imagine that the gospel has not been preached to him? The Lord has put it in his heart that this is Lord. See, this is a man who has been praying, just praying, just praying. But to whom are you praying? He doesn't actually know, but he knows that there is a God somewhere. The same is true for many unbelievers, many people who are not saved. Some of them just offer prayer, but they have not received Jesus in the real sense of it. But they just offer prayer. They know that there is God, but they don't want to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't want to. It's the work of the enemy. See? He knows that he's the way, the only way, the truth, and the life. But he will cover, bring a veil in the eyes of these people that they will refuse. They will give you reason why. Why should I give myself to who is he? Why? Give you reason upon reason. And just kind of refuse. But they pray. I can tell you that unbelievers are the most prayerful people. They offer prayers, but to whom? But this guy offered prayer. And he's saying, Lord, what is it? And so he said to him, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Verse 6, his lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. And when the angel who spoke to him had disappeared, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier themselves. They themselves, their master is a devout man. Equally, his followers, his servants, also have to be what? A devout people. A devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. That is, they were his what? His guide. So when he had explained all these things to them, he sent them to what? Joppa. Hallelujah. God is good. So first and foremost, we see Caesarea, sometimes called the Palestinian Caesarea, was located on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. That is about 32 to 35 miles north of Joppa, and the largest and the most important port city on the Mediterranean in Palestine. And we also see Caesarea serve as the capital of the Roman province of Judea. And this was the first city to have the Gentile Christians and a non-Jewish church. Now, who is this Cornelius? We are going to be dealing with in a few weeks. Cornelius was a Gentile of Italian descent. That is, he's an Italian. So he was a Roman officer. And he was a centurion. And what is a centurion? A centurion is a commander of 100 soldiers. I mean, when you zero in to today's ranks, he might be maybe a captain or a sergeant of the 100 soldiers. That's a big position. They're commanding 100 soldiers. They are under you. So that is quite a big office. And yet, he was a devout man. He feared God. And not only that he feared God, his household also do. And he gave alms generously to the people. So the band that we always see there is could be translated a regiment. Okay, a regiment. Italian regiment. Sometimes they will say as a centurion, the regiment of the Roman military. Okay? And we see that this was stationed in Caesarea. So Cornelius would probably return soon to where? To Rome. That is his conversion. That is his conversion was a major stepping stone for spreading the gospel to the capital city of Rome. Very, very important. See his station in Caesarea. And you can see that what the Lord is preparing, grounds for the gospel to be taken to where? To Rome, the capital city. Hallelujah. So then the question is, when we see this happening, you can see that the angel appeared. So we can see that there are ways that the Holy Spirit can minister to us. That is the acts of the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit teaching us. Telling us. Cornelius was religious. He was a devout man. He was generous. He was respected. And he was what? Sincere. And we are seeing the time going. My time is almost up. So, and we have not really started. We are just like making an introduction. So we see that the Lord knows us. He knows our heart. He knows what we want. Now the question is, what is it that is in our heart? What is our genuine willingness? He's willing. He has the power. He has the willingness. Now, the question now is our own genuine willingness, because it's not entirely him. And the same way, it's not entirely us. It requires both cooperation from both sides, that is God's side and our side. That is, yes, God's willingness. God is always willing, every time, 100%.
100, let me say 1,000% willing to touch us, to save us, to deliver us. His arms are open, wide. He's willing to do everything. The question is, how genuine our willingness? How are we ready? How have we prepared our hearts? Are we ready for him? Are we? God can use any means, both natural, extraordinary means, to reach those who desire genuinely to know him. Those who sincerely seek God will find him. He said, if you seek me genuinely and sincerely, you will find me. And God is and Colinians is an example of that willingness. Hallelujah. You can see Colinius was seeking God, and he was reverent, and he was generous. You can see that he was a giver. He was doing good works. With just you can see that in the life of Dorcas, one of the disciples, a lady who was one of the disciples of Christ. He was full of good works and what? Charitable deeds, which he did. And it happened that she died. The people said, no, your good works and charitable deeds, it's not going to end now. And it happened that Peter was nearby, and they sent for Peter, and Peter came, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, there was this woman, Dorcas, Tabitha, was brought to life, and she lived again to continue her ministry. So we can see that the work of the Holy Spirit is so significant in our life today. We are in good hands. And since we are in good hands, he never forsake you, he will never leave you. He will always be with us to the ends of the age. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. In your situation that we are going through, in my situation I'm going through, he knows. He knows. In that situation, he is with us. In that diseases, he knows. In that circumstances, he knows. We are not to think that he doesn't know. Then somebody might say, okay, why did he allow it? I don't know. Sometimes we put ourselves in that situation. Sometimes it's devil's strategy to put us down. You know, the devil is at work 24 hours, the whole time. It's never at rest. It's always working, to bring damage because we are not in his camp. Hallelujah. But God is bigger. God can change that situation. God can use that situation to glorify his name. God can use it now to bring us closer, till we all come to the knowledge of the fullness of our faith. You know, every day we grow, we have to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can't just say we have arrived. No one ever arrives. We will never arrive until we meet him. It's a growth process every day. Hallelujah. So your arms and your giving, they are not thrown into the sea that no, the Lord is will not. No. Your giving, the Lord is seeing it. Hallelujah. You cannot continue giving and think that, oh, all what I have given is put in the trash. No. Our giving will produce that fruit. Hallelujah. Produce a memorial. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. So I have about 3 minutes left. So there was a desire in the heart of Cornelius. The fact that he readily obeyed the angel is a sign of how much he desired the truth. See, the angel appeared to him, and he immediately acted on what the angel said. So with this kind of attitude, there's no question that Cornelius was open to receiving the truth of the gospel the moment he heard it. His heart has been prepared by the Holy Spirit. His heart has been set up. All he just needed to hear was the gospel. He was already prepared. He's prepared. So are we prepared? My dear brother, my dear sister, are you prepared today? It doesn't have to be Pira coming. It could be anyone. It could be your friend, your neighbor. Just come and give you that knowledge. That's it. Just like Philly came to Ethiopia, you know, just a small stuff like that. The gospel is open. Illuminate your mind. Your heart is receptive to the word of God. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said your prayers and your arms have come up for a memorial. Your prayers and your arms, your giving, your arms, your compassionateness, your exercise towards the poor, the orphans, the widows, the needy, very important in the eyes of God. Your giving to ministries, your giving to the work, people that are feeding you in the ministry of God, you're giving to them, it will not fall into darkness. It will not fall into river. It will not fall off that the Lord is not taking an account. There's an account that is being recorded. You have given to this, you have given to that, you have given to this. Since you have given, you will receive. You give, you receive. You give, you receive. Hallelujah. So sometimes giving comes in all kinds of forms. There will be ways the God will reward us for that giving. You see, his giving didn't materialize instantly in giving back money. But the Spirit of God came out with what he needed now. What he needed now was the gospel, not money. Sometimes we quit our giving to receive back. Oh, okay, I'm giving $100, then I'm going to get $1 million. But not in this case now. See, so our giving, our arms, God knows you have planted. So just be patient and we will receive in the same measure that we gave out. We'll receive the best. in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord has blessed us today. So my time is up. So we continue from here next time. Remain blessed. God has not forsaken you. He is with you. He will continue to be with you. And He is with us. He loved us. And He continues to be with us. Hallelujah. Amen.